KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 41 degrees. We look for a chance of sprinkles this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy skies for the balance of the day and a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports three drug-related arrests. Officials say at around 6:45 p.m. on Sunday, 38-year-old Michael Waddingham of Orient was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on original charges that include a controlled substance violation and introducing intoxicants or drugs in an institution. Waddingham was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. This past Friday night, 18-year-old Keaton Wombold and 19-year-old Taylor Giles, both of Creston, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia, and they were later released from the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond each. Also, a man who lives in the 200 block of South Lincoln Street in Creston reported to police Sunday afternoon that sometime between 5 p.m. Saturday and 11 a.m. Sunday, someone entered two vehicles parked outside his residence. Taken from inside those vehicles was two knives, medication, a gift certificate, and assorted coins. The loss was estimated at $50. Drivers in Nebraska and Iowa are being warned to watch out for deer in the next few weeks because breeding season is in full swing and crops are being harvested in the region. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission says drivers should watch for deer, especially at dawn and dusk. During breeding season, bucks are actively searching for mates, so they may be more likely to cross a road, and farming activity may drive them out of an area. Drivers should wear their seatbelts and anticipate having to stop suddenly if they encounter deer. Honking and flashing your headlights may help to frighten the deer. If drivers see a deer, they should assume others are nearby, and the drivers who hit a deer can take the carcass if they contact Parks and Games officials within 24 hours. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources fall trout stocking program is underway. Northeast Iowa Regional Fisheries Supervisor Mike Stike says they stock the trout in water bodies that are within 15 to 20 miles of a state's largest cities.
Because that's what our goal is to be in the urban areas, create some excitement, get some people to want to get out and go fishing, and then hopefully then come on up, use that trout stamp that they purchased to fish those ponds and come up to Northeast Iowa and fish some of our wonderful trout streams up here.
Stike says the trout thrive in the cool streams in Northeast Iowa, and that's why they waited to stock them in other areas until the fall.
They can't survive in temperatures higher than, 60 to 70 degrees, and so we wait until the end of October, November, or even through the ice to stock them when the water's in those ponds are cold enough to support the trout.
He says they have a complete list of the lakes and ponds that will be stocked on the DNR website. Stike says many of the communities are hosting events in conjunction with the trout stocking, but he says if you miss an event, you still should be able to find fish.
We stock between 1,500 and 2,000 fish.
Stike says you can fish for the stocked trout throughout the fall and even into the ice fishing season.
And it doesn't take anything special to catch them either. You can, any old ice rod, or if it's open water, all you need is a little spinner and some line on your fishing pole and cast it out there and you're going to catch trout.
The stocked trouts are ready to bring home.
They're 10 to 12 inches in size, and so they're going to be a half a pound apiece, and they should be more than big enough to eat.
You need a valid fishing license, of course, and must pay the trout fee to fish for or possess trout. The daily limit is 5 trout per licensed angler with a possession limit of 10. Children age 15 or younger can fish for trout with a properly licensed adult, but they must catch their limit to one, or limit their catch, that is, to one daily limit. The child can purchase a trout fee, which will allow them to catch their own limit. A program that helps refugees in Iowa become farmers is growing thanks in part to a federal funding boost. Organizers with Des Moines-based Lutheran Services in Iowa will use a new $24,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to offer training to refugees about food safety, organic production, and crop planting. The program, known as Global Greens, launched in 2011 by providing refugees with community garden plots near their neighborhoods around Des Moines. It later expanded by offering a training farm in West Des Moines, and there's now an aim for more independence and improving production. The grant expands beyond previous USDA awards for the program. It solidifies a years-long effort to evolve the program from one that only offers some community garden plots to one that also provides intense training to help participants start businesses. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says an unauthorized secret waiting list for psychotherapy appointments at Omaha's VA hospital delayed care for 87 veterans this year. Letters addressed to Iowa Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse blame the unauthorized use of training deficiencies involving the hospital's medical support assistants. The VA's response to Sasse said no employees were fired, but one employee who was involved retired and another one resigned. It also said no bonuses were paid based on performance data implicated in the investigation of the secret lists. Officials said the investigation is continuing into whether lower-ranked employees in the VA Nebraska Western Iowa healthcare system were responsible, and that should be completed by the end of this month. Residents of an Iowa city are growing frustrated with federal government inaction on a long-closed Veterans Affairs hospital that has been allowed to fall into ruin. The Des Moines Register reports that the Knoxville Hospital closed in 2004 when the VA decided to move most of its services to a location in Des Moines. The Knoxville Hospital has 39 buildings, some of which date back to 1905. Residents say many of the buildings have mold, asbestos, leaking roofs, and peeling paint. Gail Graham is the Central Iowa director of the VA health system. She says the VA is working to improve the grounds and plans to hire a private security firm to stop the vandalism. The federal government hopes to sell the property to private developers within a year. A former Iowa Senator Tom Harkin is lamenting the lost art of human relations in the United States. The U.S. Senate, that is. Harkin, a Democrat who served 30 years in the U.S. Senate, did not run for re-election in 2014. He says these days as senators spend little time listening to one another in private or, for that matter, in public.
The lack of debate, legitimate debate. Everybody goes, gives a speech, and then they walk off the floor. There's no such thing as a debate any longer on the Senate floor.
Harkin says the money chase is partly to blame as senators have to raise more and more cash for their re-election campaigns.
We need a whole new generation of young people that will sort of raise the bar. Young people know how to get along, maybe better than some of us old-timers.
Harkin made his comments Sunday afternoon after receiving an award at the Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas. The institute was started by Bob Dole, the Republican Party's 1996 nominee for president, who was a longtime GOP leader in the U.S. Senate. Harkin says Dole was a great legislator because he knew how to work with people.
Willing to compromise, probably a dirty word today. Someone said once, cooperation is the essence of civilization. It is. So we could cooperate and get things done.
Harkin is scheduled to be in Des Moines this afternoon to hand out his annual Excellence in AmeriCorps Awards. His 2017 award goes to a young woman who helped to create an institute at the University of Northern Iowa that encourages students to get involved in their community through service to others. A woman accused of leaving her children home alone, including one child covered in feces, is facing a new assault charge. Police say 25-year-old Destiny Miller stabbed her former boyfriend early Saturday morning at the home they shared in Des Moines. He was treated at a hospital for an arm wound. Miller was arrested and charged with domestic abuse, assault, and display or use of a deadly weapon. And earlier this month, she was charged with child endangerment after officers found her three young children outside their filthy home. One child was covered with feces, another had a full diaper. Police say she left her 4-year-old boy in charge of his 2- and 1-year-old siblings. Finally, in state news, police officers from around the country are reaching out to support a fallen Iowa officer's son. Anamosa police officer Mitch Kelchin died in a car crash over the Labor Day weekend while off duty. After his death, Kelchin's son Shane collected business cards from other officers, but someone at his school destroyed the cards. And since then, police departments have sent Shane more than 10,000 business cards. Officers from Kansas City, Kansas got involved and presented a special gift to the family last Friday in Bellevue, Iowa. They gave him two frames full of more than 150 business cards, including one of Mitch Kelchin's cards. Shane's mom, Tina Kelchin, says the support her family has received since her husband's death is more than she expected. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.